How are you? Happy Monday. Here we are at the beginning of a long Independence Day holiday. This is like the first week of the 4th of July celebration, and then next week the second week, but we're on the first week right now. So let me ask you a question. Do you want to be more productive? And are you a creative person that wants to be more productive? I have this conversation all the time. Folks are busy. They want to be creative. They want to get a lot done. How do you do it? I have a technique. I'll share it with you today. It's going to help you a lot, I promise. So hang in there. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day because life begins when you move, including being more productive and more creative. You got to get it done, right? But then it gets challenging. We have to work that stuff out. And then eventually, wherever you were, you end up in some other place. How are you? It's me, Scott Smith. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by today. You know, we're traveling today. I'm in Edinburgh, Virginia. That is the Shenandoah Valley here in the, I guess it's the Northern Virginia area. My mom lives here, has for a long time. And we're on 5 acres. There's horses, there's cows, there's all kinds of things around us today. And we're on this kind of this journey because we sold the house about 3 weeks ago. And I said, let's just go. Let's go up the coast and then hang a left and see what happens. We'll come home when we come home. And that's what we're doing right now. You know, I talk to a lot of folks about changing and transition. So let me impart something to you now. And maybe this will ring a bell. Maybe it'll inspire you a little bit. Maybe you'll think differently. You may have heard that you can't change a problem or change a situation from your current state of mind. Have you heard that before? Well, a lot of folks want to transition from where they are in their current life to something else. Now, in my case, I had a great life. I just wanted something a little bit different. But because it was good, I couldn't quite define what the change might be. I know, it's kind of, come on, Scott, you can do that. But I also know something. I know by separating from what was the past and giving a little bit of time in between, the future becomes very clear. Options you might not have seen before begin to present themselves. And that's what's happening to us. So, yeah, on the road, we'll see what happens. I have no idea how long we'll do this. It probably between 4 and 6 months, maybe longer. It's hard out on the road. It's not easy like living at the house. It really is a little bit different, but we'll work it out. So the question, you know what I have to say today? Thank you to all my members at MotivationToMove.com. This show is the member show today, and it's also going out all week, 5 days in a row, going out everywhere, all over the world. So there's going to be well over 100,000 people each and every episode will listen to this, commercial-free. We're just going to do our thing. Next week, it's going to go away. Just let you know it's there. On a Monday, I always ask the question, have you done your homework? And here's what I mean by that. Did you sit down and just think about where your life is and how it's going? I have to tell you, those folks who do that, who take the time, even if it's once a week, but preferably every single day, to decide what you like and what you don't like, and what you're going to keep and what you're going to change. These people who do that, and I'm one of them, by the way, life goes the direction they want it to go. And it means kind of questioning things that maybe you don't want to question. It means taking on challenges that maybe you're afraid to take on. It means getting excited or getting scared. That's what it means. But when you take the time to evaluate where you are and use your own head and your own thoughts and simply say, I am the boss of me. What do I want with my life? And you do your homework. It all changes. So I promise you, if you'll do that, take a few minutes when the show is done today and think about where you are, where you want to go, magic will happen. Happens all the time. So let's talk about creativity today, because I've always been a creative guy. Now, I don't consider myself a true creative. There are, you know what I mean by that, right? There are folks out there who are just so creative. They're kind of often what my parents used to say, often left field. He's often left field, whatever that means. And others are so non-creative. They're kind of often right field, I guess. I'm in the middle. I live slightly left of center in terms of creativity. I'm very creative, yet I'm kind of really very grounded as well. So for me to be able to be creative, I have to think differently, and I have to find a time to do that. Now, in my lifetime here, internet years, we're somewhere over 10,000 podcasts that I have produced. Now, when I say we're, I mean me and a very minimal staff. I have produced each and every one myself, every single word written and spoken, and in most cases uploaded by me, and it is probably closer to 11 than 10 these days. That's a lot of podcasts. So where do they all begin? Well, they began with a thought initially. Something popped into my head. I do observational motivation, observational training. And that means that I understand what works scientifically. I understand what the process is, but then I pay attention to what's really working. So I look at you and I say, okay, we told you to do this. You went and did it. It worked fine. If it didn't work, we take lessons from that and modify it. So in the 10,000 podcast, we take that observational angle, and then everything begins with the written word. And that's where I want to start with this. So if you want to be prolifically creative, you kind of got to write it down. Even if it's a few words, even if it's with a Crayola, it doesn't really matter. The written word is where it all begins. Everything begins with the written word. It comes through your mouth and your fingers is what happens. So if you're like me, my written word usually begins through my mouth. I start talking things out a little bit, and then I start to get it written down, usually in written form first. Then I shift modalities. Once I have it written down, I move it to the keyboard. I'll get it in a computer where I can really work with it. Now, what's happened is, over time, it's given me lots of very cool opportunities. But that is where it all starts. So if you have a thought, you got to get it captured. I cannot tell you how many folks I talk to, and they have, well, here's what they say. I have all these ideas in my head, but yeah, I haven't done anything with them. And the next thing is they'll say, well, I've written them down, but I haven't looked at it again. So there's a combination. There's a happy place in there, I guess, where you take your idea and you get it written down at least minimally and then get it to a place where you can check it out and look at it again. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever found yourself looking at a blank computer screen or a blank piece of paper and kind of praying for inspiration? Could be writer's block, could be procrastination. Maybe you stayed up too late watching Netflix. A little inside rule for me, I'm very disciplined about my writing and creativity, but I will tell you that if I sit down and within about 20 to 25 minutes, if I can't click in, I know I'm not good for that day. I've got to walk away and do something else. But if I click in within that time period, I'm rolling, probably the whole day, in fact. So there's a simple solution to always having a starting point for getting creative and getting prolific. Many of the folks, the coaches that I work with a lot of coaches, have a hard time creating content to get it out online and do the things they want to do to make the difference in the world they want to make. Here's how you do it. Any project that you need to wrap your head around begins by capturing the ideas that are flowing through your mind. Do you have a way of capturing those ideas, and do you allow space for them? You could drive down the road in your car and turn the radio off and don't put an audible on. Just leave it blank, no space, just you and the car noise. And you can find yourself capturing ideas, and you can drop them into a tape recorder, a digital recorder, whatever you happen to have around these days. I actually saw a guy with a tape recorder the other day. I said, wow, where'd you get that? It's kind of cool. So you need to capture the idea. Now, when I do that, I will either talk it into something or I'll jot it in. I use Asana. I just jot the idea into a place where I can get it later on. Now, those ideas that I get, I'm not trying to be creative. I'm not trying to make anything out of them. I'm not trying to force any issue here. All I'm trying to do is grab the idea, and it could be weeks or months before I ever use it. I tuck them away into a safe place. There's no organizing. There's no editing. There's no rewriting. There's no overthinking. I just capture the idea and tuck it away. You get the idea, right? And I grab those thoughts out of thin air, essentially, and I jot that note, record that memo, put it away, and I let them simmer. Time is amazing. Now, a lot of the ideas never see the light of day again. Sometimes I honestly will come upon the ideas I've written down and go, what was I thinking? I had no idea where my head was that day. I throw it away and I move on, but there are some that are fantastic. And when I find those that are fantastic, what I do is I take about 15 minutes, say today, maybe late this afternoon, and I'll review and I'll find a few that really get, you know, they get my attention. I'll decide that I'm going to work on that creative list the next morning. I'll toss what I don't care about anymore. I'll create a simple outline and I walk away that day. And then the next day, I sit down to do my job. So in a sense, if you would like to be very prolifically creative, there is a discipline to doing that, but there is also a flow for it. Essentially, what we're doing is this. We're collecting the idea wherever we get it and allowing the space to collect that idea. Once we can collect that idea, then we're going to compile the idea in a location and pull it together and see what makes sense, toss out what doesn't, look for pattern. And then, and only then, do you start creating. And once you begin to create, you'll never see a blank screen again. The magic will start to flow. Your fingertips will just create the world for you. And all the way out of this program, before you run, before you think, okay, he's talking creativity, I'm not a creative person, I don't need to do this, I should have mentioned this earlier on in the show. Same thing, if you're an accountant, if you're a CPA, if you're a doctor, it doesn't matter. It's still ideas. So I don't care where you live or what you do or how you think, how you earn a living, it makes no difference to me. There is a need to capture a fresh idea. And when you capture a fresh idea and then you give it time to simmer and are able to go back and work with it a little bit, you can change the world very quickly, actually, because very few people are taking the time to think about things like you are. You can do it. All right, out of here today. It's going to be kind of a cool week. We're going to keep it free this week for everybody. Bring you in commercial free to the member site. Teach a whole lot of stuff along the way. We'll kick it back into the normal activity next week. In the meantime, I'm off to a cookout and to say hi to a cow I haven't met yet here in Edinburgh, Virginia. Love the Shenandoah Valley. I'll see you tomorrow.